Darren Murphy, we're on the verge of a new season. You've come on board with Dave Rogers, part of the new team, and it really is starting from a new slate. With that brings challenges, but also there's a definite excitement and a very good feeling about things going into things.
Yeah, as you say, Chris, it's definitely a fresh start, you know, from nearly, not from top to bottom, from the coaching level and then the playing staff. Obviously, the only player we were able to retain was Ryan Rainey, so the rest of the squad that's been assembled and the new, you know, the new coaching team that's been assembled is all new, and it's a fresh start for everyone at Finn Harps. We obviously have a very difficult assignment on week one, where we play Galway at home. But the one thing that will do is, you know, it'll bring a big crowd to Finn Park. It'll be under the lights, and obviously Ollie coming back too after being here for so long. You know, I'm sure the Finn Harp faithful will give him a really warm welcome, and it's one that's deserving, because, you know, any manager that spends the length of time that Ollie did at a football club deserves that welcome back. But, you know, we'll have our own agenda as the new Finn Harps management team, and obviously the new players, that we want to go out there and try and put on a good show for the people that come and watch us, and maybe upset Ollie's night a wee bit if we're able to put in a really good performance and get a result. So, no, look, it's been a really roller coaster of a ride from the 1st of January to get to the 17th of February, and that's exactly how we put it, a roller coaster. There's been highs, there's been lows, it's just been up and down the whole way, and we have definitely looked at a lot of players. We have only signed players that obviously fit into the style of play that Dave wants to play, and we've done our due diligence on that, and we have got them players into place. And look, hopefully there might be a few more before the window shuts on the 22nd, or there still might be some out of contract pros that come after that. As you say, it's a process that's starting from scratch, and we're just nicely ticking along. But now all of a sudden, all the work that we have done is going to be tested on Friday the 17th.
And tell us a little bit about Darren Murphy and how Dave knows you and how you've come to Donegal.
Darren Murphy made my Irish League debut when I was 16. I've been involved in football in Northern Ireland from then until obviously just there now, 48 years of age I am now. So it's been 32 years of being involved in teams like obviously Portadown, Glenavon, Linfield, Dungannon and Swifts, and then I spent five years at the Irish Football Association as an elite performance coach under Jim McGilton. So I have a real knowledge of obviously Northern Ireland football and been working in the IFA, but I also, in my playing days, I've been involved in the St. Anta Cup. I am quite a guy that enjoys football, so my knowledge of the League of Ireland Premier and First Division would be quite knowledgeable in the fact, because I have took a lot of time. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to work in the League of Ireland. I don't think there's enough people from the north come across to the Southern League. Ger Little's probably the last one that I remember come down and manage Sligo. So I think there's always a lot more come from the south to the north, and that's the same as players. A lot more Southern players come up to play in the Northern League. Not too many Northern players come down to play in the Southern League. So it was something that I always wanted to do, and the opportunity came along with Dave. The relationship's been nearly 20 years, 15, 20 years, right back to our playing days when he was at Shells and I was at Linfield. And then obviously he was at Portadown, Lisburn Distillery, and I was then still about the Irish League at Glenavon and teams like that as well. So we've always had that relationship, and then we started our coaching badges on a similar type journey. We're both pro licensed coaches, so we've both been through that coaching journey, and you know, obviously Dave's went and done things further afield in the likes of India and America, and then obviously he was back home there at Notts Forest, and then now he's come right back home to Finn Park to manage Finn Harps. So there's been opportunities in the past to go with Dave and do things, but just with my own personal life, they just weren't right, you know, and Dave's a very much family-orientated man as well, so it just didn't, the timing just wasn't right. This time was just right, you know, it was right for Dave to come home. He said that it would only have been a place now like Finn Harps, where the people have been so welcoming, so supportive, and have invested in him in his four-year contract, and he obviously had spent nearly 10 years away from his family and young kids growing up as well. So he's now back home in Ireland, and once he came on, it just sits right for me now. You know, my two are 22 and 19, and Sandra's at home, and we're well settled, and the time was just right. And to be honest, it, as I said, it's something I always wanted to do. I wanted to challenge myself in the League of Ireland just to see, you know, how it goes for me, and this opportunity has come along, and I'm actually, I'm delighted to be doing it with somebody like Dave. You know, it's I never thought that opportunity would happen for the two of us, but it has. So it's something we're really looking forward to, and as I say, I've been here from the 1st of January, and the people have been nothing short of remarkable, very supportive, very welcoming. You walk down the street of Letterkenny or Ballybuffet, everybody wants to stop and say hello and wish you all the best. So that's what's important.